President Bush has asked Americans to use today as a national day of prayer and remembrance for Hurricane Katrina's victims. We asked a special New Orleans native to help us reflect on the once great city and its people.
My name is Brenda Marie Osby. I am the Poet Laureate of the state of Louisiana. I was born and reared in New Orleans, and my family goes back to slavery and freedom there, and I'm going home.
We caught up with Osby in Baton Rouge, where she's taken refuge in a friend's home. She told us what she misses most about her hometown.
Americans tend to know New Orleans as a tourist destination. And yet the portion of New Orleans that tourists know is a small, infinitesimally small portion of the city that we know to be our city. We're primarily known now as the Big Easy for obvious reasons. When I was a child, we talked about New Orleans more as the Crescent City, the Silver City, and mostly the city that care forgot. And the reason that we were the city that care forgot was that you come to New Orleans and you can bring everything with you or you can leave everything behind. It really doesn't matter, because once you enter into the port of New Orleans, you become part of that human goo, that human gumbo that sort of rises up from the swamps, that rises up from the soil, that is mixed into the humid, almost liquid air of the city. It's one of the places that you can go to in this country where nobody really cares what you do or what you did. People tend to accept you as you are and perhaps as you say you are. It's what I like to think of as a city that is open-hearted but also open-handed. And it's for that reason that we've been able to host the entire world. Everyone comes through New Orleans. When I was a child, old people used to say, it didn't make any sense to travel. It didn't make any sense to go anywhere because eventually everybody would come to the city. So if you're alive long enough to see it, everyone will come. And so far that's been the case. So far that's been true. And now we find ourselves in a position where we, who have played host to the world, are being hosted by the region. And what I always find myself thinking is that when we do rebuild the city, and we're in the process now of rebuilding our city, that will be another thing that we will give to the world. That will be another lesson that we will teach. We've taught people how to eat well. We've taught people how to relax well. We've taught people how to have a peaceful day, a lazy day. We've taught people what jazz is. We've taught people what excellent cuisine is. We've taught people what it means to be from the Big Easy or the city that care forgot. And what we will now teach people is how not merely to survive and endure a devastating, cataclysmic event like this, but how to rebuild and how, once again, to welcome the world back to us.
Louisiana's Poet Laureate Brenda Marie Osby. Here's an excerpt from a poem she calls Madhouse.
My name is Felicity. I live inside the city. I am telling only as much as you can bear. The Bahalia women are coming from round St. James, carrying the bomba root in their hands. Believe on those hands, and they will see you through seasons of drought and flood. Believe on these hands, and you will cross the Grandy water. Journey with me and see what I see. First you hear the leaves, past silence, hitting the ground, moving along the streets with an undercurrent of rhythm, moving to your blood beat and the sounds of your hands, reaching, reaching up.
Louisiana's Poet Laureate Brenda Marie Osby. News and Notes is produced by Nicole Childers and Devin Robbins and edited by Cheryl Duvall. The production staff includes Toya Baker, Taylor Brittany Ford, Roy Hurst, Christopher Johnson, Nicole Andrews Shellman, and Corey Turner. George Duke composed our theme music. To listen to the show, visit NPR.org. News and Notes was created by NPR News and the African American Public Radio Consortium.